From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A day after President Trump announced he is withdrawing the United States from the landmark Paris Climate Accord, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson appeared to try and slow the avalanche of disappointment internationally over Trump's decision.
Well, it was a policy decision. I think it's important that everyone recognize the United States has a terrific record on reducing our own greenhouse gas emissions. It's something I think we can be proud of, and that was done in the absence of a Paris Agreement. I don't think we're going to change our ongoing efforts to reduce those emissions in the future either, so hopefully people can keep it in perspective.
The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy, in a highly unusual move, issued a joint statement expressing regret at the decision. British Prime Minister Theresa May did not sign the joint statement, but says she spoke to Trump Thursday night about his decision.
I made the UK's position clear to President Trump last week at the G7 meeting, as did the other G7 leaders, and I made the UK's position clear to President Trump last night. Canada and Japan have not signed that letter, neither has the UK, but we all have the same view that we remain committed to the Paris Agreement. I spoke to President Trump again last night. I made it clear that the UK would have wanted the United States to stay within the Paris Agreement and that we continue to support the Paris Agreement.
Trump said the United States was getting out of the accord because it costs millions of U.S. jobs with its restrictions. He described the pact as very unfair to the United States and beneficial to other major polluters like China and India. China is the world's biggest polluter, followed by the United States. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has kept advances in its nuclear program within the parameters set under the 2015 accord it signed with world powers. A new International Atomic Energy report says Iran has greatly reduced its nuclear activities and kept its stock of enriched uranium below the agreed-upon limit. Iran agreed to the nuclear deal with a number of Western nations in 2015 after years of simmering tensions surrounding the country's nuclear aspirations. President Trump has asked the country's highest court to revive his ban on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries, including Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to review the legality of the ban that was struck down by the lower courts. The latest ruling against the travel ban came from a federal appeals court in May. American military officials say U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed within 3 kilometers of the Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. Officials say the major battle for control of Raqqa from the Islamic State militants could begin in the coming days. The Southern African nation of Lesotho heads to the polls on Saturday. This vote comes 3 years earlier than expected after lawmakers forced out the prime minister and called a snap election instead of stepping down. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Lesotho's capital, Mansoura.
The main contenders in Lesotho's parliamentary election agree on the most important things. The people of this impoverished mountainous nation need improved access to water and electricity, better education and health services, and more job opportunities. These are promises that the previous two government coalitions have failed to deliver, as their alliances collapsed amid vicious political infighting. That's why Lesotho is voting Saturday for the third time in 5 years. More than 30 parties are running in 80 districts. But the vote boils down again to a contest between the two powerful coalitions that have bitterly fought for power since 2012. Some 1.2 million Basotho have registered to vote. Results are expected Monday. Whichever coalition comes out on top will choose the next prime minister. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maseru, Lesotho.
Manila's police chief said Friday that 36 people suffocated from smoke after a gunman stormed into a casino hotel complex, setting fire to gambling tables before fleeing with a bag of casino chips. The suspect was found dead early Friday of an apparent suicide in an adjacent hotel. The incident at the Manila casino came as Philippine military has been battling Islamic State-linked militants in the southern city of Marwawi. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.